This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you're driving through mid-Illinois, you probably don't have to look very far to see a semi hauling grain, a tractor and a grain cart, or a combine in a field. Agriculture is busy in the Midwest right now, but there are also things happening in Washington, D.C. impacting agriculture. Chuck Spencer, Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, says tax reform and farm bill discussions are two big issues that farmers should concern themselves with.
It is the hot issue right now, and tax reform impacts all of us across the country. And I know everybody's looking forward to simplification. That will be important. But we also must make sure that we receive the type of benefits under tax reform that agriculture is going to be well treated. And there is a provision called the Domestic Production Activity Deduction. And that was provided in a 2004 American Jobs Creation Act. And it focuses on manufacturing and allows entities to take a deduction from their wages of employees in the manufacturing process. Agriculture is considered manufacturing. So the production of dairy, grains, livestock, cotton, and we could go on, is included in this deduction. The importance of why and to the individual member. That deduction then is allowed to be achieved at the cooperative level, or the farmer board of directors can choose to pass that on to their member patrons. We've seen that deduction result in the stimulus of new investment in rural communities, new agronomic facilities that employed six new people. We've got grain facilities that have been built because of that. We've also seen farmer boards of directors choose to pass that on to individuals in which the deduction is realized at the farmer level. That deduction has ended up being more important than what we've seen in the proposed rate reductions for individuals, and particularly under corporations. So cooperatives can consolidate this type of deduction, make it very meaningful at the farmer level and to rural communities for investments and jobs.
And so the reason we're talking about this today, not only are you explaining its importance, but there is some concern, or GrowMark is concerned, that this could possibly be eliminated?
Well, in the unified tax framework proposal that was released, it talked about tax rate reductions at corporations. And, of course, when you look globally, our country needs to address that because we're one of the highest tax rates of developed countries in the world. So to be more competitive, if they reduce that tax rate, they had written in that unified proposal that deductions like 199 may be eliminated because there's no longer a need. But they retained the research and development tax credit and tax credit for low-income housing. What we're saying is agriculture needs to retain the domestic production activity deduction, Section 199, because that's where we will realize the best type of reform possible for agriculture.
Well, we can only encourage farmers to speak with their legislators. As you told me, that's probably the best option, and to talk about the importance of this.
Oh, it is. It's a critical time right now because that is all the talk in Washington, D.C. We're going to take the opportunity to work with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce and visit with Peter Roskam, congressman from the suburban area of Chicago. And we will be talking to him because he's on the Ways and Means Committee and then a chairman of a subcommittee that will be discussing this very issue. So other congressmen from downstate, obviously, our colleagues of Congressman Roskam and members on the Ways and Means Committee, they have the opportunity to engage those colleagues of theirs and explain how important DPAD is to agriculture and how it needs to be retained.
So I'm going to change subjects now to something else that's so important for agriculture. And if you're a farmer involved in ag, you know that it's time for farm bill discussions and a new farm bill coming up soon. Chuck, give us an update on what's happening with this issue in D.C.
Well, the House and Senate Agriculture Committees are very active at assembling legislative language necessary to see a farm bill be acted on either late this year or early next. So that means we all need to be putting our proposals in right now. What we've been visiting with members of Congress on and staff of the agriculture committees is how we can be helpful in the conservation program. As many of us know, crop specialists across this country work hand in glove with farmers making plans for the 2018 growing season. Not only are farmers making assessments of their crops right now and the decisions they made last year, they're looking forward to 2018 and what type of nutrients they need to apply for the crops they plan to grow. Conservation practices are going to be critical in the role they play in managing nutrients, nutrient management plans, and what we're proposing is the conservation program allows the technical service providers that would be crop specialists such as our system in FS to be able to help farmers do those nutrient management plans and help guide them through some conservation practices. We do so much on the farm now that's beneficial, but we're going to be measured in 2025 against the nutrient loss reduction strategies that are going on state by state, looking at what type of nutrients are in watersheds across this country. And then we also have to address the issues of hypoxia or the zone in Gulf of Mexico. So we're going to take a positive action in this, positive role, and I think farmers as well as professionals across the nutrient management industry will be able to make a distinct step toward achievement in addressing nutrient loss in our watersheds.
Has there been a number set or a level set percentage-wise for that 2025 deadline, or is it just an overall reduction in general, just trying to improve?
We actually do have a goal objective by 2025. Phosphorus load in our streams leaving Illinois should have a reduction of 25% for phosphorus and a nitrate load reduction of 15% by 2025. We have seen in a preliminary estimate that we have reduced our nitrogen load by taking practices we have to this date, and the phosphorus load has increased slightly in Illinois. What we do know is that the rainfall and some of the outflows from our wastewater treatment facilities have been really challenged this spring. I know that they're making attempts to put upgrades in that address phosphorus loading of our streams, no different than what agriculture is doing with conservation practices on the farm. We know that grass waterways, filter strips, saturated wetlands, buffer initiatives, and so many other things that I can name that farmers are putting in practice, cities and urban communities are sharing with their stormwater control initiatives, will all help address nitrogen and phosphorus loading of our streams, and particularly Illinois' contribution to the overall Mississippi River and then the Gulf of Mexico.
So things that farmers can do to help with the Farm Bill process and also this conservation process, I guess, not only implement these practices, but again, having conversations with legislators?
Absolutely right. Focusing on the environmental quality incentive programs and the provisions that we just talked about, having flexibility in CRP that would allow more working lands to take place, flexibility in how they structure saturated buffers, filter strips, wetlands if they choose, and what they can do with working with technical service providers like crop specialists in developing their nutrient management plan. All of those could become a more central focus within the conservation title of the Farm Bill, and it certainly takes the initiative, ideas, and efforts of conversations with our elected leaders in Congress.
Now, Chuck, I know you can't predict the future, but as far as seeing a Farm Bill in place, I mean, do you have a prediction or a timeline that you would like to see it? I mean, I guess it's kind of crazy right now in Washington, and we don't know when it's going to be decided on.
You're right. There's a lot of discussion on trying to predict the right outcome. What we know is the chairman and ranking members of the agriculture committees in the House and Senate have been very forthright in saying that they will complete a farm bill before it expires in 2018. I think that we need to recall that while committees may be very active, Congress is set up to multitask. All these committees can be meeting, in fact, should be meeting under regular order, to produce products for consideration by the full body, either in the House and Senate. So I still think that with the type of efforts that the chairman, ranking members, and the committees are making to this point in time, that we would see a farm bill passed by 2018.
Chuck Spencer, Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.